back to the White Ribbon Podcast. Today we have a new guest from New Brazil, Mr.
Coutinho.
Yeah! Give him a big hand. No. Enough. And we have two helpers, but we don't care them.
Okay.
We don't have to get them. And the first thing we have a sponsor now, Mr. Jack. We have sponsor from Mr. Jack. That's my dude. That's my. Why you drink my coke? Shit. Don't worry. No one care that. Okay. Thanks for microphone. And computer and everything and Coca-Cola for Mr. Jack. Clap for him. Give him a big hand. And today we will talk about what happened in the Thailand about protest on last Sunday.
Sunday what?
Sunday on last Sunday.
Okay, what day?
You can tell me, please.
It's
16 August 2020, yeah. Okay, we will talk about that. And we have some who has a special experience because he was in the protest. And this guy is me. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Nick. Yeah, the owner, the co-owner podcast with Mr. Coutinho.
Okay.
We start now, okay? And do you have a question, Mr. Coutinho?
I don't think I have a question.
Okay, we will start. The first thing is that we'll start about what happened. Why many students and young adults come to why they protest for what? Protest for what? They want the three demand of. The three demand, do you know what they want? Okay, because this podcast we are so very surreal that I will Google now. And if you say why you don't know, we just don't know in English, we know in the Thai.
Okay. Please understand us.
Okay, you need to understand, but okay, I can find three demand. The government must dissolute.
Okay, this is the first one, right?
The first one is the government must dissolute the parliament. Second, the government must stop terroring civilian bribery or I say in the easy way, and the last one is a new constitution must be drafted for the easy English. The first, we want new government. Second, don't harassment people.
Okay.
And the last one, we want a new law. Okay, everyone understand?
Yeah.
Okay, we
very
speak
good,
in
good.
Human language because I read that so very confused. I don't know why they use very hard word. I never say that before. Okay. Now I will tell what happened by myself, my special experience in the protest. I went to the Bangkok monument. I went to Bangkok Democracy Monument on last Sunday because that's because the protest. Just for the observe the situation for make this podcast. Okay, the first I will tell what the way I go. From my house, I try the best way is go by boat. If you never go to the Thailand before, we have many option to we have option for transport. Yeah, for transport. We have we have MRT metro. We have a metro.
Yes, subway.
Tube and British English. I'm not American English. We have a tube or subway, and we have a subway. That's so very delicious. Subway. And the next is the bus, the last bus or BMTA. And we have public transport BTS Bangkok BT transport sky skyscraper or the train skipper or train skipper
is the train
you know train just like in New York I think
and we also have
taxi
and remember everybody Thailand no one riding on an elephant. We have taxi, you know.
We have a motorcycle and we have a tuk tuk or we have a chikro. Oh yeah, no one go by.
No one go to work by an elephant.
Or go to school by elephant. Yeah. But if you have someone the picture about who ride who go to school by horse, that's only one people, and who go study with a tractor, that's less person. That's almost one. That's almost maybe two or three person, but. Usually,
yeah.
We go by bus or taxi or another way.
I have to say this because I heard someone, the foreigner, the say of Thailand has to park the elephant in our house.
No,
what do you think, man?
The elephant so very big, man. Why you think that, man? Yeah. That's so very important. Okay.
And the last
way is go by boat. Boat is the best way because that's so really really fast, but but the water the smell of the water is not good. I'm not sure about because maybe someone say that very bad smell, but for me I don't know. I wear a face mask. Oh, don't forget wear the face mask, clean up your hand and social distancing, because we in the COVID-19 century. Okay. I will tell. I go to buy boat, and when I go to the Tat Pha Ri Lat station, the boat is. When I go to Tat Pha Ri Lat Chor, yeah, I see I not see many people when I go that when I finish Tat Pha Ri Lat Chor. But that's just only 10 and half.
Okay, I have question.
What
the
question?
The protest start.
3 p.m.
Okay.
3 p.m. I go that before 5 hours.
Okay.
For the prepare for.
Early.
Yeah. We.
It start.
Yeah, we should prepare.
Yeah.
And I'm go from the I'm walk for I walk from Tat Pha Ri Lat Chor to Bangkok for the monument, but when I saw some protests before. Oh, I saw the vacation where I saw the protest before, but I'm so very in this situation. I was very confused thing, because why did come so very early? Huh? Why did come very? I thought myself, why they come very early? Oh, maybe they are old. But when I check my Facebook, I see the post about Volcatinal support loyal protest. What the fuck? Why they come today? They don't know we have a protest too. That is not good if the opposite way in the opposite protest come in the one day and so very near. Maybe it's not good. Maybe someone will hit another.
Yeah.
We don't want the fighting. Okay. I see that I'm so really, really terrible because I don't know what happened. And I see that I go to the museum before and make call to my neighbor. And I call her. Where are you? She told, I'm not finished my test. Okay. But I tell her what I saw. I saw the protest from vacational support loyalness. Loyal. What should I do? She said, wait for me. I will go to at 3 a.m. I think you should go to the somewhere or another way to save your life. And I'm so really terrible. I make call to her. I make the call to another person, my friend. I tell my friend, hey, today they have a 2 protests. What should I will do? They say, back home. You don't want to back home? I think you should to back home now. I say, no. I don't want to back home. I just take a lot of beef, a fool. And I ask the guard for what happened. But I know, but I asked them before because I want more information. They said, today maybe they will make we will have a 2 mob today. They say something like that. And I try, okay. I'm not fit. I'm brave. I'm not a chicken. And I walk, and I think maybe I saw maybe they came 50 people or 100 people, but I'm not sure the number because I didn't count. I walk to pass them and I ask the reporter. I ask her about what happened again because I want to check the information. Sure, for check information. And she said, "There's a vacational support royal mob, and maybe in the 3 a.m. Another mob will come too." And I saw in I will say vacational support loyal just only VSP. I saw VSP member only. I think I see 90% is boomer. 90% is boomer, and 10%, I think the only 1 or 2% that are young people.
Yeah.
And I walk past them, they just show the king picture, and they maybe I'm not sure. They open loyal music. We can song for example, Mr. Yo Ninjo. I think you know. I think you know.
Gabriel, I have saved my life.
Hey, they don't know, man. Just a music. I think we know. Yeah. ลูกบ้านเล่นรถด้วยภายหน้าจะได้มีพระสุธาอาศัยอนาคตจะต้องมีประเทศไทยมิยอมให้ผู้ใดมาทำลายโอเค that's enough dude okay we don't want to translate that but just that propaganda music นะ for the Leonese musicFor protect the country, for the royal family.
Yeah,
or something like that. And next, I walk past them. I go to the McDonald's in very near City with a cool. I bought some hamburger and fruit and sat and I was eating my hamburger.And fraud. And when some maybe I think she is a middle-aged woman, she tell me asked me about did you a student? Do you a student? And I say yes. Are you student? Yes, I'm a student. Yeah. And she tell me she told me about.Why the government is bad? Why government so really bad? And she say, she told me about why the Thaksin is so really good guy. If you don't know Thaksin before, because Thaksin is a old prime, is a he was prime minister. He was prime minister. Former prime minister, but now he is a refugee in Dubai. okay, you don't get that. I know, you don't get that. Why we some sound like Dubai? okay. Yeah, but she told him, and I listen, and she told me the last thing is her daughter.Was here today, and she is a speaker. I asked her about what is her level. She told me her daughter is Matayom 3 or grade 9. We in the Thailand we use Matayom system and Prathom system.We can translate to we can translate to the English. For the foreigner is we can say the grade 9. Okay, she is a grade 9 and she protests. And she, I'm pretty sure she is a red shirt mob. I'm pretty sure she is a red shirt mob because she says she loves Thaksin. if you don't know before.Who is like Thaksin
wearing
red shirt support Thaksin. If you don't want to support Thaksin, just don't want to wear the red shirt in the Thailand because they okay. I don't know about that. You can wear every shirt you want. Okay, just a joke. Then I was sitting for a while, but I need to get out, walk out, worn out because air condition is so really powerful. I cannot see. I just eat the hamburger for maybe a half hour and see the situation. In this time, maybe 11 a.m. 11 a.m. I saw just only I think the red shirt come more than the new young people or student. Maybe 60% is a red shirt and 40% is a young people. And then I won out and I go to the Grand Palace. The Grand Palace, you know, if you are Asia and you don't want to pay, just don't speak anything, just you walk. If you see some sign about the ticket, you don't care that, you just walk. You don't care about that. But if you are European, you have to pay because your fake is not similar Thai. European is fake, not similar Thai. But if you come from the Cambodia, Laos, China, Philippines, the Southeast Asia or Japan, East Asia, you can act like you are Thai. Don't say anything and when you see the guard. Yeah, it's the trick. the trick and that is my trick. Okay, then when I back to the monument at 2:30 p.m. I saw maybe 500. I saw many 500 people came here. 80% is young people. The youngest people I saw, that's only Matayom 1 or grade 7. Yeah, grade 7. But I saw the the header of the protest. They make a theater or state. They make a little state and on the footpath. I think many people came here, but we cannot stand because the footpath is not enough place for stand. Then until I asked about what happened to the protester, they said maybe we will take the street for the protest because many people came here, couldn't stand on the footpath. I saw maybe 50 or 60 police came to the monument. They have some the.
Did they do anything?
I think for the saving. Okay. I saw maybe that, and then for what I wait for the half for the 10 minutes, we walk. We couldn't stand anymore. We took the street. Yeah, and if you saw some the picture about who is you can saw the someone who bring the bird, the white bird. Yeah, I saw too. And I wait for the raining. Is it raining?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh no, the raining. We cannot back home now. We need to wait for the raining. Yeah, that's so bad. Okay. Okay. When I saw the many people came here, I just now let's start for studying for interview for make this podcast. Thank everyone to accept my request about interview. Very thankful from White Ribbon Podcast. I'm not a police, okay? Now I think you should to believe me. Because I think many protesters think many they guess I'm a police, but I'm not a police, okay? Mm-hmm. If you listen here, I'm not a police, Mr. What is your name? Okay, Coutinho. Can you know I'm not a police?
Yeah.
I'm not a police, but my friend here is a soldier. Just a soldier. Don't worry. Just my friend. He is in Nakhon Nayok now. Nakhon Nayok Military. Military school. Don't worry about that. Because maybe what?
Nothing.
Take a video. Okay. About my friend who is military school. Maybe he will be a new guest in 2 months from now.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good experience. Study in the military school in Thailand. Yeah, if you want to listen, just like and subscribe and do anything do you want. We not watch guilty channel, okay? I asked some the young protester about what happened, and I say I'm asked them about where university do you come from? Her asked me, she from Chulalongkorn, and I asked her about what is your major. I think she don't want to. I saw her face. She feel not good. Maybe she thought I'm a police. Maybe. And she and I asked her about only are you a political science? She said no. And I asked her why you come here. She just say about she want to protest, but in her university she missed it. Okay, thank you for interview. And I ask another person. I met I'm not sure how to call that. Maybe first jobber. First time I saw her, I think her is a student in university, but not. She has had first aid box. First aid box. First aid kit, but in the box. Okay, you get that? First aid, yeah. I asked her about who is support this. She say some group in the Gasset University support that. And I asked her what was this about her education. She said she studying about economics. First time I think she study about just like a nurse or doctor or something like that. Okay. Then I met I met the one group. I think they are family. I saw the old guy and his I guess his wife and two shy, but they're not shy. They're young people. I asked him about, oh, why you come here? He said he don't support Prayut. I can say his name.
Yeah.
Okay. We he didn't support Prayut to be the prime minister now. And because Prayut is not good about economics, and yeah, I asked him the next question is, how many protests have you ever been in your life? He said five times. It's a lot. Five times in life is not a lot. He said about he really thankful about the young people and me come today because they will support. Yeah. And the last question and I asked about did you fret police or something like that? He said we not do anything wrong, why we have to fear the police?
Oh.
Yeah. Thankful Mr. I don't know your name because you did not tell me. Yeah, thankful. And the next group I asked, that group give free brownie, the water and some snack.
For free.
And the side they shown is about no one support for myself from ourselves. Yeah. And another side is the French language. I cannot read that because I'm not great at French. I didn't study French before. Okay. But I asked them, they just say or something like no violence. Yeah. And I asked, what university do you come from? They said, no, we finished. We didn't study in university anymore. Yeah.
Graduated.
They graduated from university for a while. Then I asked about why, I'm not asked about, I just say thank you for the free item. Next, I think that's a really special person who I interview. That is Mr. Ambassador from some country in Europe. Okay, I cannot tell who is he too much because I think he's not good. I asked about why you come here today. He says just he come for observer. Then I asked him about what happened if I go to the protest and the police make me go to the jail. Can I be a refugee? He says, he cannot guarantee right now, but about the refugee, that's case by case. He's not sure about that, but you should go out to this country before, and go to the consulate or embassy. Okay, everyone. Who want to get out? You know what should you what should you have to do? Yeah, go to the consulate and get out from this country before. get out. And the next people I interview is UN Human Rights. I asked him about why you come today, why you come here today. He said just for the observer and about the human rights in this protest. I think so very similar to the Mr. Ambassador. Yeah. And I asked him about can you have some the opinion? Can you tell me about your opinion? He said no, cannot. That's for the just observing. Okay. Then I meet some maybe 4 or 5 foreigner who needed from the consulate, embassy, or UN, or reporter. Oh, for the reporter, I met Algerat reporter, Reuters reporter, and CNN reporter.
Wow.
Yeah, but I have to talk with CNN. I didn't speak with CNN reporter, but I have to speak with reporter from Algerat. I don't know how to say that too much. Okay. But he is Mr. Wen. His name is Mr. Wen. I can tell him his name because I can't remember. Another person. Sorry for another person. I'm not remember all of that. Mr. Wen. What? Okay. Then when I meet, I ask about the WhatsApp. I ask about what. He says he is a reporter and he report about the protest in the Thailand long time. Maybe 6 years. I think six years. Before coup d'etat by Mr. Prayut. Mr. Prayut, someone left my country. But we not say he is Prayut Chan Osha. No, we not say he left my country. But I say someone raped my country. Hey, why you find the helper, man? Mr. El Nino.
Coutinho.
Why you find Mr. my helper? Hey,
because
do you want to say something?
Not doing anything.
Oh, he cannot speak English too. He cannot speak English very well. He try to he won't want to speak anything. Okay? Until I interview the reporter, they just say they can say just only they will see the situation. Yeah. Hey, oh man, the sound is coming microphone.
Sorry, you can continue.
Okay. We did not cut at anything because we want to real and raw. Law. Okay. Then I meet some the foreigner. From Germany.
Germany.
Someone who from Germany.
Yeah, Germany.
Germany guy, but he didn't from Bavaria state. He is not from Munich County.
And he is not from Zurich too.
Yeah, not from Zurich too. And we didn't mentor someone. We did not mentor.
Okay. So he is from somewhere around.
Okay. He from German. He is Germany. He came with his wife. He came here because he protested with his wife.
Right.
Yeah, I just asked about where do you come from. He said he come from Germany. German.
Yeah.
Just only that. And why you come here? He come for the protest, for democracy, or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks.
Fighting for Thailand.
Yeah, fighting for your wife.
Also, he is married to a
married Thai woman. And the next person who is it from Germany too. He is a foreigner who speak Thai very well, and I promise him I will make this podcast Sorry, I cannot remember your name. Sorry. Sorry, naked. sorry, Mr. I cannot remember your name. Sorry again. Okay, he speak Thai very well, and he understand what the situation in the Thailand. He come for the democracy too, for the human right, for the you know, protest for democracy. Yeah. Then the next person who I met, he is a British guy, and I asked him why you came here, and he said sorry, I didn't tell about the police. When I was talking with the good Thai speaker, the man who I cannot remember, I asked him about. That's almost 10 p.m. Hey, 9 p.m. Okay. I think that's almost finished. Okay. When I was talking with the Germany guy, he noticed me. He saw the police. Didn't wear the undercover. He told me about he saw undercover police. The undercover police and tell me we should move to another place. The experience about the undercover. Yeah. The British guy. I talk with him. He is the old British guy. I asked him why you came here. He said, wait. Okay. So I asked him why you come here. He said, I just want to buy a new hamburger. Only hamburger. I don't know what happened. Oh, you didn't know anything before yet? Yes, I don't know. Oh, okay. Can you tell me what happened? So I tell him what was happened in the Thailand. I heard him about today we go to the protest for we have a three dream, and we want new prime minister, new government. We don't want harassment with the people, and we want a new law or constitution. We want that, and we go to the protest right now. He understand, and he asked me about do you know what the way can I get out? This way I don't know how to tell that. Just I point the way. This way. Did you see this police? Yeah. This police. That's the way in this police stand. Okay. Thank you. And yeah, he got a burger, and I walk away. Yeah. I walk to the special person who I ask, who I interview is a police. Yeah, the police. I met the woman police. It's not usually you can see a woman police. I don't know why, but they came here. I just asked them about what your police station uniform? She said, I cannot tell you. Then I just said, thank you for saving. Yeah. And she asked me, where is your school? I told her, I cannot tell you.
Wow, what a secret.
Because it's not good tell the police where your school. I think it's not good idea for tell the police where your school. Because Mr. Eninho, Puninho, or I cannot remember your name.
Puninho.
Do you know many police undercover police go to some school,
yes,
who
yes.
Show the three finger from what the movie from? Hunger Game. Just show the three finger.
It is a three finger sign.
Three finger sign and white ribbon. Yeah. Hmm. We don't have camera.
Is this for?
For the three things we said. I can't remember just the two in the English. Freedom. Or something like that. Okay. For the democracy, for the
freedom of Thailand,
for anything we should to have. Okay. And then, I met. Yeah. That's all. Oh, I didn't tell you because before I back, I saw maybe the thousand.
Ten thousand.
Maybe half of 10,000 came to this monument. Yeah. Then I back to my home. Anything is safe. Okay, now you know in the conclusion. This protest is about the one tree demand. I speak in the human language is want a new law, want a new government, and don't harassment people. Okay. Mr. Putin, we update about the situation in school.
Situation
in school. Many students show the three sign, the three finger sign, and wear white ribbon in them school bag. Yeah, they wear that. But some police came to some school. I don't know why. To check the school have some students show the three finger. No fan, dude.
Okay.
No fan. That's almost I'm not finished.
Not
but
the school in Thailand support this
student. Not support the student to about the student and political in school.
Yes.
But our school they support. Three finger for my school.
Very good.
Yeah, but and we have a word. The word in political word in Thailand we will represent today. Salim.
What is Salim?
Salim is we will say to the person who who didn't support democracy. Who is right side in political way. And the situation to say Salim is I saw many I saw very traditional we very traditional support loyal. I can say them is a slim. Yeah, slim. And someone who is a right size, you can say them is a slim too. Okay. And slim is really is a dessert. Okay. All of that is my experience in protest on last Saturday.
Sunday.
Thanks for listening. Mr. Punin, yo. Do you want to say something?
Yes, thanks for listening to
our podcast.
Yeah?
This part why we've been podcast.
Our English is not that good, but
we,
I think you can understand us.
Yeah, we
want
to
say. Sorry for bad English.
Because
it's not that bad, but it's still okay, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure you, this sound is not good if you say again.
Come here. If you like this video, please subscribe and share.
This podcast. Okay, for the our English is not really perfectly because I'm not a native speaker.
Okay, he is not expert in English, but he can still speak English.
We just want to make the podcast to world understand.
Quite smart person, one here. So, thank you
for listening. Oh, special thanking for Mr. Jack.
Yes.
Hey, do you have speak something? Come to microphone.
Okay. Thanks for the support. Yeah.
Did not come anything. Man, speak in here.
So, as you can see,
speak louder.
I just host all this equipment that I use. So I hope you guys like it. And peace out.
okay,
if we have any information furthermore, we will update to you later. So today,
and the last thing I want to speak, goodbye. And I know I think someone I know someone who is the first listening is my friend from Brazil. Miss Mariana. Yeah,
I want to say hello.
Say hello and comment you listen this podcast. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for interviewer. Thank you for the protester and freedom,
yeah,
and democracy.
Please come to Thailand.
Please come to Thailand. Visit the Thailand. Hey, helper, clap your hand. Okay, some guy who cannot speak English, but he will edit that. That's our podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye. See ya. Adios. Ciao.
Subscribe, like, share.
Subscribe, like, share.